Yep. We have a subcommittee coming up.
All right, so I'll get started.
Uh-huh.
All right, so it's just us. So thanks for taking the time to meet with me. I know you guys have a busy schedule today. So I'll make it quick, but I wanted to make you aware of a project that I'm working on. We're wrapping it up right about now. And basically we are essentially digitizing our entire process so that from start to finish, it will all take place online rather than have a hybrid method as we do now, which we know has a multiple problems and issues associated with it. So this is the program that we will be using. It's a program called NAC, and the users actually have the ability to customize it to fit their needs. So as a as the Landmarks Commission, we were able to create this from scratch, and we feel it meets our needs perfectly. And we'll be rolling out additional functions with this application in the future. But for the time being, we'll be primarily using it for submitting and reviewing applications, as well as reporting violations and public comment. So just to give you an idea, I'll just kind of run through how it all works. Eventually, you will all have your own accounts only to check on upcoming projects, as well as keep track of your commissioner status, whether you need to renew your commission status or it's expiring and you need to get another nomination. Anything like that will be we'll be rolling that out at a later date. So for now, I'm going to show you what the online function is for applying for work within any of our 10 districts. So the first thing that we're going to do is when you log into the program, it will bring you to this main page here with all of the different functions. So right down here are all of your pending applications. This one is a little sample that I made so that you can see how it works. And then once you use the program on a regular basis, you'll see all of your completed applications along with the approval letters will be listed down here for at least a couple years so that you have you can keep track of all the applications that you've submitted with the Landmarks Commission or any of the districts, and reference it whenever you need to. So that'll all be down there. To start off the process, I'll just show you the how you would apply for work with this new program. Now, I should mention before I show you all of these other details that we will be launching a payment function online, but right now we're waiting for the Treasury to set up a bank account for us to accept funds, but that should be rolled out within the next couple of days or so, we're hoping, so that we can launch that with this program. We are aiming now for a July 1 rollout date, in which we will, at this time, we don't think we're going to be accepting paper applications on a regular basis, but that's still open for discussion internally. So we'll keep you posted on what we decide. But for the time being, we're going to give the applicants an option to either submit a paper application or submit it digitally. And that rollout date, again, will be July 1. So it's pretty self-explanatory. If you've used any sort of online portal for anything, really, it's pretty straightforward in terms of how to use it. Everything has a drop-down menu, property address. The great thing about this form is it will save Gabby a lot of time because she won't have to chase after applicants for missing information. The form will insist that you complete that information before you can move forward. For instance, for application name, address, and phone number, a lot of times one of those things will be left off. Now the system will show an error message if you try to submit without that. So that will save us a lot of time just there. And then it gives us all of the information that you would see on a normal application, including contractor info, architect info, a project description, which is also required, which is a free form text box. So we will be eliminating the trying to decipher a doctor's handwriting when we're applying, we're looking at applications and reviewing them. So we're eliminating that little opportunity for error because it'll now all be typed, which we're super excited about. Same thing with total cost of work. We've added a few additional functions to save our constituents some time, including the indicating whether or not you've received zoning and all the other city department agency sign-offs before you come to us. If you select no, then you can move, you will not be able to move forward. The system will then say, please close this application and return to the Landmarks Commission once you have all the necessary sign-offs from other departments. Additionally, if you have, go ahead, John, you have a question?
What about advisory reviews and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so anything in terms of advisory or administrative or design review, you can indicate that in this field here, which is kind of a free form, the project description. Additionally, we will have, the planners will have the ability to categorize each individual application as they come in according to how they should be reviewed.
Often advisories have not been through zoning, for example.
Yeah. So you can still submit through this application. You just have to contact staff to get the okay.
Okay.
And then we can make that adjustment behind the scenes. But you know, we do ask that all the applicants receive all necessary zoning from other or sign-offs from other departments. But occasionally, folks will apply for their building permit simultaneously. And we do prefer that they wait to do that, but occasionally you can do it. And then the building department will just hold the permit until you receive our sign off. We have the option to indicate the permit number here. So as soon as the application is approved by our commissions, we can go into our system and sign off on that permit through the building department. So that's an option there. That'll save some time for the applicant. The same thing goes for this next option, which is to indicate whether or not the application is an emergency permit. You'll also see that this is at the determination of the staff. So we can reject an emergency application if we feel it's not an emergency condition. Additionally, when you move go down to the upload supporting documentation files, you'll see that we have three separate sections where you can upload several different documents, including existing condition photos. And then of course the supporting documents, including site plans and elevations and all of that. And then if you have a presentation that's different than the supporting documents, you can choose that here. The file size is relatively unlimited within reason, I should say. So we don't really have any troubles. We won't anticipate any troubles uploading documents if they're relatively large. Further, you can also include a link to a Dropbox, which we can use to download the programs as well. So it's a very, very fluid and flexible program that we're quite pleased with. So, and we can also make adjustments to the program in the future if we feel the need at that time. And then one of the cool parts down here is the ability to sign electronically. So this has been reviewed by our legal team and they're okay with this. So you have two options. The first option is if you don't have the ability to sign online, you just click this box here and it will it'll bring you to a page where you can print out the doc, sign it, and then mail it back to us. And this will be in place until we have the completely online process in place. Or if you have an iPad and an Apple Pencil or whatever Google does, their version of Apple Pencil, you can sign electronically. So you can sign your name right here and then you're done. Same thing with the owner signature, you can sign here. And yes, that can be different. And you can email over the form to the owner if they're not in the same location. So we can do that as well. Of course, the date and time submitting, it will only allow you to put today's date. So there's no room for manipulation there. And then of course, when you submit your application, that will submit it to our team. The portal for the staff is a little bit different than the portal for the applicants, but there's a lot of personal information on there because we're currently testing it with several applicants. So I don't wanna show that during a live public hearing. So I'll just show you this test sample here. So here is the test application that I just completed. You'll see that it says it's a waiting fee. Again, for the time being, we're only accepting fees by check that are mailed in to us. As soon as our online payment program is up and running, this will go away. But in the meantime, Gabby will be adjusting this behind the scenes to say when the application fee was received. And then it'll scan a digital scan of the check with all of the private information blurred out. So that will be on this page here. Moving up here to our menu, you'll see that we have links to hearing dates and deadlines, the commission website, which you can use to look at the standards and criteria, Boston Landmarks Commission map. If you aren't sure if your building is in a district or an individual landmark, this map will show that. Instructions and fees in case you have some problems applying for the application, and then submitting public comment. So when you click on the submitting public comment, this will be open to the public. Obviously, they will be required to create an account, but it's a great way for them to explore this new program and get a feel for it. But when you submit a public comment, you'll click down here and you'll see these are all the applications that are currently pending with the Landmarks Commission. You would just select the comment that or the property that you'd like to comment on, and then you'll enter your information. It asks you if you'd like to be if you'd like to remain anonymous, I have to look at that. I'll look at that later. Anyway, and then if you wanted to type your comments about the project, you could do it right here. If you prefer to upload a letter rather than type it out, you can do it down here. And then what'll happen is once you submit it, it'll go to the planner for that district, and then the planner will assign it to the applicant so that the applicant will have the ability to review public comment before they come before the commission. Of course, you as commissioners will also be able to view public comments once the project is live. So that's the public comment portion. And then the not so fun element is reporting violations. So you report a violation here, and this is for any property in the city. You would just enter the address here, a description of the violation, an image, which is required, and then it will ask you if you'd like to remain anonymous. Here, you would just click yes, and then but it does indicate that someone can find out who reported it if they do a public record request through the state. If you'd like a follow-up, you can indicate that here, and then email address and a phone number. Once you submit that comment, it will go to us, and then we will review whether or not it is a violation and respond to the person complaining directly. If it's not a violation, it'll close out and you won't be able to edit it anymore. If it is a violation, it will be tied to that address until the violator includes that on their upcoming application. So if you're applying for work and it's not including the violation, you'll get an error message on the screen. And I can't demonstrate that right now, but you can get an idea. It'll say, you know, it'll have an alert, and then you'll have to contact staff before you can submit any application for any work at that property. And then that will be able to release those as those violations are ratified. So that's basically it. We're really excited. Again, we're just waiting for the online payment portal to come into place. But other than that, we'll be rolling it out as of July 1. And this should reduce our carbon footprint as well as improve the processing speeds it takes for us to get through all of these applications. One of the really excellent things about this program is that once the planner submits and finalizes the approval letter as well as the approval placards are generated automatically. So as Mary can attest to, writing letters for us takes a significant amount of time. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 days for us to write every single approval letter for each commission hearing. This is going to do that automatically. And my thought process behind that is because it's an automated program, Gabby can enter the approval proviso, so the application status at the hearing, and the applicant can have the approval as they're walking out of the hearing. So we're pretty excited about that, and we feel it's going to improve response times as well as compliance times, because it's just making it just that much more easier for our constituents. The last thing is that this program will work on a regular computer, a tablet, or a phone. So if someone's in a bind and they're really looking to get an application in, they can do it as they're walking back from a site visit or something. So it's pretty customizable. It's pretty easy to use. And we're really excited that we're bringing the Landmarks Commission into the 21st century. So that's it. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them, but I don't want to take up too much of your time because I know you guys have a busy schedule tonight. So thank you very much for your time, and I can open it up to questions or comments.
Very impressive, Nick.
Thank you. Very cool. It's been a labor of love.
I can tell. Like
yeah.
Is the online version the only way to report a violation?
As of right now, you can report it by email or phone. But when you do that, you're putting yourself into the queue for us to respond to your email or phone call in the order that it was received. And with today's volumes, that can take a little bit because the folks applying for work right now take priority over the violators. This should improve that response time.
And when will the hearings be back in person? Do we know that?
So that's an open question that we don't have answered yet. So technically right now, the state of emergency in the Commonwealth is currently over. So that eliminates the ability for us to vote by proxy. But Mary, I don't know if you know anything, but we have been told that we will be doing online hearings at least until July, possibly longer. Right, Mary?
Yeah, we just have no idea how the open meeting law is affected. So,
What about in-person site visits for subcommittee meetings?
That's another good question. We received today a reopening guide. I haven't really read it in detail yet since I was preparing for tonight, but it seems like you can hold meetings outside without any sort of restrictions. So hopefully we can get back to that very, very shortly.
Any other questions?
So for commissioners, it would be the same access basically as the general public to the system, right?
No, so you'll have your own special access that you're able to look at all of the applications for each agenda so that you can click through all of the presentations.
Oh, okay.
In addition to the ability for you to check the status of your appointment paperwork, and when that expires, what position are you and things like that. So
I caught that part. I just meant for specifically like the applications that are having commentary on them.
So those will be a tailored screen that the commissioners will look more like the staff portal. And again, in case you missed it, David, I don't want to show you the staff portal right now because it's during a hearing and there's some personal information from live applicants. So I'm just not comfortable sharing that, but it will be slightly different, but just as simple to use.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nick, I think the feature whereby an application is halted if somebody hasn't been through zone yet is going to help both staff and the commission enormously.
Very much so. Yeah. So you're on record to say, yes, I've received it. And if you said no, then you're not going to be able to proceed. So that should just, ideally it should eliminate that problem from your realm completely, but we all know where there's a will, there's a way. So we'll
if it's an as of right project, they'll be directed to answer yes.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And a staff person can override that in the case of like an advisory review.
Correct. Yes.
Cool.
And
I like to have the applications in front of me on a computer. If I brought a tablet to an in-person meeting, I could access this.
Yes.
Look at the applications.
Exactly. Yep.
So they don't have to print multiple copies.
That's the plan. Yeah. So we're anticipating that we're going to reduce a lot of unnecessary paperwork because by digitizing everything. And not only that, you know, this has risen out of a necessity, you know, with COVID. We don't have access to any of our paper files. I haven't been back to the office in almost a year because it's really, really difficult for me to get downtown living in Dorchester. Planning out to be able to park in the City Hall garage just hasn't been successful. We've tried it and it doesn't work. So yeah.
Looks great.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you guys are excited as we are. We feel this is going to free up a lot of our time so that we can focus on bigger picture issues, such as like policy rewrites and, you know, other things like that. So we're very much looking forward to this, and we hope this makes it easier for the constituents to engage with both staff and the commission so that we can raise awareness and compliance with the rules and regulations of each of the individual districts. So that's it. Mary, I'll turn it back to you, but if no one else has any questions or comments, I'll let you guys do your thing. And then, thanks for allowing me to take up this time.
Yeah, thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Nick. Great job. Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's good to see everybody. I haven't seen all of you guys in quite some time. So hopefully I'll be able to see you all in person. Okay.
All right. Take care, Nick.
Bye. Thank you, Nick.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, bye-bye. Nick.
Bye.
All right. So we got to sign off of this meeting and sign on to the next hearing. Okay. See everybody in a second.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Mr. Shepherd.
Yes.